أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، بارئ الخلائق أجمعين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم مصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وآله أجمعين وأصحابه المنتجبين. أما بعد، قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم: اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most compassionate. Respectable audience, distinguished listeners, honorable viewers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today, God willing, we are going to touch an important topic, and that is imamah, or leadership. But prior to touching this important topic, let me have a very brief revision of the previous lecture. You know that in the previous lecture we talked about the universality and eternity of the religion of Islam. Islam has two important claims: the first, eternity, and the second, universality. So eternity means that Islam would remain the formal valid religion of Allah till the doomsday. Islam is not subject to change or expiration. Islam is not assigned to a particular group, race, generation, or to a particular or certain geographical locations. Islam is for all and forever. Islam is to be embraced by all and everywhere. So it is not a matter of force. It is not a matter that everyone should do it even if they are not satisfied. No. But according to the Islamic instructions, the only religion that meets Almighty Allah's pleasure, that fulfills Almighty Allah's pleasure, that is revealed in the form of Islam. And he who embraces Islam, for sure, he will be given and he will be granted the eternal felicity and pleasure. So it is what it has been talked about in the previous lectures, that Islam is a universal and eternal religion. Islam is the only valid and formal religion in the sight of Almighty Allah till the doomsday. No other religion save Islam would be accepted. This was the topic we touched in the previous lecture. Today, God willing, we are going to start a new series of lectures based on the concept and important discussion of imamah, or leadership. You know that as usual we are going to begin our discussion on every important topic having a brief lexical and technical definitions of that concept, and then we will teach the opponents and the proponents views about the concept, and later on we will draw a conclusion in that specific title. So here, right now also, we are going to have a very brief introduction on the concept of imamah, having or presenting the lexical and technical definitions of imamah, and then it is application in the holy verses of the Quran. But first, the lexical and technical definitions of this word, I mean imamah or imam. Imamat has a broad and comprehensive sense, and it includes various extensions or various examples. Imam means he who possesses the leading position, he who is the exemplar and plays the vital role of an exemplary and a symbol. He whose actions and works are imitated by others. Making no difference, this imam should be in the right side or it should be in the evil side. The word of imam includes both of these two examples. I mean both the exemplar of bad and good are included in the concept of imam. And later on we will discuss inshallah in the Holy Quran, this word has been used in both the senses, meaning that there are some very bad imams that they would lead his followers to the hell, and there are very good imams that they would lead his followers to the paradise. So imam means he who is imitated by others, he who is imitated by his followers. Making no difference, he should be in the good side or in the bad side. So, dear listeners, lexically talking, the word of imam includes every symbol, every model row, every model. And technically, this word means he who succeeds to the prophet, or he who succeeds the prophet. He who succeeds to the prophet, he is called imam. Though, again, another term has also been used in the Islamic concept, and that is khalifa, he who succeeds the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household. So these are the lexical and technical meanings and concepts of the imam. So now let's see what the Holy Quran has used this term, in which senses the Holy Quran has used and has implied this word. There are various verses of the Holy Quran. You can find that this word has been implied and this word has been used. I mean imam. For example, in one of those verses of the Holy Quran, Almighty Allah says, فَقَاتِلُوا أَئِمَّةَ الْكُفْرِ. So considering all those verses which surround this verse, Almighty Allah says, فَقَاتِلُوا أَئِمَّةَ الْكُفْرِ. Kill the leaders of the disbelief, those who spread disbelief, those who spread polytheistic attitudes, you have to kill them. So it has also some certain conditions. It is not absolutely or in generally you have to kill. So considering all those terms and conditions, Almighty Allah in this phrase says, فَقَاتِلُوا أَئِمَّةَ الْكُفْرِ. What we mean is the word of a'imma, which is the plural form of imam, and it means the leaders and the prominent personalities of those disbelief. And here, imam has been used in the sense that represent bad qualities. But again, Almighty Allah has used the word of imam or a'imma in its positive sense, or in a sense that those people are the leaders of guidance. They lead the people towards the truth. They try to make the people abide by the divine teachings. So this verse of the Holy Quran says, وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا. We have made them leaders. We have made them leaders that they have to guide the people towards us. So here the word of imam has been used in a broader sense that has included the prophets. So the prophets are also as examples or as symbol of guidance who make the people follow the truth, who try to convince the people to follow the truth. we have two types of meanings about imam. Sometimes we use imam in a more general sense, in a broader sense, which includes the prophets too. And sometimes in a very particular sense we use imam. Generally talking, imam can be used for those people who are followed, for those people who have followers, for those people whose actions, behaviors, and words are imitated and followed by others. So this was the general meaning of the imam. And also we say that imam can be having two bad and good examples. A'immat al-kufr we have, and also we have وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا. And thirdly, sometimes it has been used for the prophets, but in a very specific sense, imam is used for he who succeeds the prophet, for he who comes after the final messenger. In this series of discussions, what we mean from imam are those infallible figures according to the Shi'ites' beliefs who succeeded the divine final prophet, Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household. And it starts with Imam Alayhi Salam, Imam Ali Alayhi Salam, and ends with Imam Asr, Arwahuna Lahul Fida. وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ أَحْصَيْنَاهُ فِي إِمَامٍ مُبِينٍ. Here the word of Imam has been used in the sense of preserved tablet. Another sense that the Holy Quran has used, that is, very good and honorable people, the people of virtues. Almighty Allah has also used this word for the people of virtues, those who are virtuous, those who are pious. They are neither imams in its particular sense, nor they are prophets. This word, the application or the employment of the concept of imam or the word of imam in the Holy Quran. But the specific and very particular concept of imam is a general religious and political leadership. A general leadership. In this general leadership of the Muslim community includes both their worldly affairs and the affairs that are pertaining to the life hereafter. In this leadership not only includes their religious issues, but also their social and political affairs. Imam, or he who succeeds the divinely sent prophets, he not only should be a religious authority that all the people ask their religious issues from him, but also he is the source of, we can say, political and social decision. He is the canon where the social, political issues are taken. Particular definition of imam is al-imama riyasatun 'amma fi amri ad-din wad-dunya khilafatan 'an an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi. According to the Shi'ites' reading of Islamic teachings, imam means a general administration. It is a general and public, we can say, administration, a general leadership and presidentship, not only in the worldly affairs, but also in the life hereafter affairs, and the affairs which are related to one's life hereafter. Khilafatan anin nabi. He is he who succeeds the divine prophet. He is the one who comes after the prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household. So this is the definition of particular imam. From now on, we will inshallah discuss about reasons behind this type of imam, this format or this concept of imam. We are not going to talk about the leading position of the prophets, or we're not going to talk about those people who have misled the people. No, we are going to talk about those people who succeeded the final Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household. The reasons, the arguments, and some of the counter-arguments, all of them, inshallah, would be touched. So, respectable audience and distinguished listeners, you might have paid precise attention that in this particular definition of imamah, there were two important conditions, there were two important items that we have to elaborate on. The first is this, that we brought khilafatan an nabi. It means that we are going to exclude the prophets and those apostles and messengers of Almighty Allah. Another one is a general and all-inclusive leadership and presidency. So we are going to a bit stop here and explain these two important items. So the first is imams who succeed the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household, they have the same authority, they have the same power as that of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household. Though there are some distinct features. For example, our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is the final and the last messenger. So after him, no one will be labeled as prophet. No one will be labeled as messenger. No one will be able to receive the legislative form of revelation. So those particular rulings which are exclusive to the divine Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, so that is of him. And no one shares those qualities and those attitudes that he had after the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household. So the rest of the leading figures in Muslim community would come, and they are called imams, or they are called khalifa. Imam because of their leading position, and khalifa because they succeed the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Both of these two nicknames, or both of these two rubric, our title has been used in our traditional sources. We should not have a negative sense in respect with Khalifa, because this word does not have this negative sense actually. Though, due to some practices that some of the Muslim caliphs have made, so such kind of negative senses are, we can say, present. But, is scientifically talking, that the very two terms have been used for imam and for khalifa. It should be mentioned that imam has the very power, authority, knowledge, and infallibility that our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was enjoying from. According to the Shi'at, imam should also possess those qualities which our Holy Prophet had. Are the same qualities, the same important features our Holy Prophet had, except receiving revelation, the imams should have. Otherwise, there will be erratic or erroneous interpretation of the Islamic teachings. And his imitation will not be rational. His imitation will not be something logical. Why he has to be imitated, why he has to be followed, or why he has to possess the leading position amongst the Muslim community? Because of all these good qualities he owns. Otherwise, if he is not different from other figures, from other fellow individuals, why he has to be imitated, why he has to be followed, why his behaviors, actions, and words should be imitated? There is no reason behind. So he has to possess unique characteristics and features as that of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. So later on, inshallah, we will come about its reasons. But here what I'm going to emphasize is that imam in this definition has the very authority, the very basic features our Holy Prophet had. And secondly, that is the realm or his jurisdiction, to what extent he has authority. Is his words are valid only in the worldly affairs, or his words are authoritative in religious issues? According to the Shi'ites, both of these two realms are covered by Imam. Imam should cover, or his jurisdiction should cover, all these issues. Not only he should administer, not he should manage the worldly affairs of the Muslim community, but also he should be very much concerned about the affairs which are related to the life hereafter of the Muslim community. So it makes the power, the strength, or his jurisdiction broader. While according to some other definition, such as our Sunnah brothers' definition of Khilafah, they say that only in worldly affairs he has to intervene, not in religious issues. Another important issue that should be mentioned here is legitimacy, that where the Imam wins his legitimacy from, where his legitimacy comes from. According to the Shi'ites, since he succeeds the Prophet, this question should be posed against the legitimacy of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. In the same answer, should be given to Imam as well. For example, we say that the legitimacy of our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him's way of life comes from Almighty Allah's order, from Almighty Allah's commandment, from the Holy Quran. So according to the Shia, the same legitimacy of Imam comes from the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and from Almighty Allah. In those verses, Almighty Allah has ordered our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, to proclaim or to declare the imamate of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So the legitimacy comes from Almighty Allah. Though according to the Muslim scholars, according to the Sunnite Muslim scholars, this legitimacy comes from the public and from the people. They maintain that this voting or this satisfaction represent Almighty Allah's pleasure. So what matters most here in this debate is this, that we have to follow impartial, rational, and logical, we can say, approach, so that the truth must be uncovered. We should not be biased. We should not approach the topic with biasness and with prejudices. So inshallah, in the next session, we will be talking about some other important aspects of this topic. May Almighty Allah bless us all the eternal felicity, and may He resurrect us with His best and glorious Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him and his household. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.